You're listening to the Whistle Pulse podcast with me, Laura Hanlon, keeping your finger on the pulse with all the local info you need to know. I've got you covered every weekday morning.
Hey, good morning. Man, I swear I'm feeling that hour's difference more this morning than yesterday. But hey, maybe you'll be in luck. Maybe you'll have another sleeper Monday like last week, what with only 8 centimeters on the initial report from the groomers this morning. Yeah, it's pushing 10 with it still snowing and we're due for another low pressure kind of push this afternoon to arrive after midday. So yeah, more pow to come our way today, overnight and through tomorrow. And then, oh boy, yeah, that freezing level really shoots up Thursday. So yeah, make the most of it. It's going to really change. We're talking a freezing level of 3,100 meters come Friday. So yeah, enjoy the cooler temperatures today because it definitely, the freezing level definitely shot up a little bit yesterday. Like it was 1 degree at Pig Alley yesterday afternoon before closing. So that's when they were doing a lot of AVI control on peak and in the Alpine. Yeah, we all heard the bombs. That's exciting. So you and I, we're all hoping for an Alpine opening. However, we're talking wind speeds are maxing out at 90 kilometers an hour at the peak in Horseman Hut this morning, where the temperatures are much cooler than yesterday too. We're talking -8 at the peak, -9.5 degrees at the Horseman Hut. Yeah, a lot chillier today. So yeah, what are we going to see? We're going to see an Alpine high of about -6 with those snow showers throughout the day, but really kicking off this afternoon, like after midday. And then we're going to see another, 8 to 12. So, but yeah, strong winds are going to continue. So are we going to see the Alpine open today? Obviously, super amazing that Glacier opened yesterday with Harmony as well. Man, I heard of some epic skiing yesterday. How good. But Red Chair was on standby. Oh my gosh. Yeah, they were giving out $50 vouchers. Some people were stuck on the chair for over an hour, which meant incredibly long lines elsewhere on Whistler. Garbo apparently was actually almost at the cat track. Yeah. So huge lines yesterday and therefore less traffic today expected with it not being the weekend. So yeah, 8 centimeters to get after, potential for an Alpine opening in spots, like, or definitely some wind redistribution. It's on. I'm going to see you up there for sure. But a couple other things to bear in mind today too, that is of course the really gnarly and deadly threat of tree wells right now, like snow immersion. Yesterday, avalanche risk was high in all elevations. It's dropped to considerable below tree line, but a heavy load of new snow is prime for human triggering. We've had more than 2 meters in the past 2 weeks, more than a meter in the past week, and more snow and wind intensifying through today will increase an already elevated avalanche hazard. So as much as there was avalanche control yesterday, those high winds, yeah, we should be prepared for some more tree line skiing today, which has been awesome. But yeah, it is so important to ride parallel with friends, to keep in vocal, visual communication, do regular stops, because yeah, it's such a deadly hazard, tree wells in particular, in our snowpack right now. We've got a snow base of 2.78 meters at Pig Alley on Whistler. And guess what? Yeah, Blackcomb Catskin Weather Plot finally cracked a 2 meter base today. Yeah. Exciting times. And it's, while I was looking for something exciting on the grooming report, ptarmigan is groomed today. Whether or not that's open to the public is a good question. But there's a Freeride World Tour qualifying competition happening today. And I'm not sure which run they're using. In previous years, Goat's Gully has been used. Awesome, by the way, to see people getting fresh tracks on that on Saturday morning. Face shots, like, down a red. So good. But there is, a competition happening today. And they do have, another potential for it tomorrow, what with weather. But I'm not sure which run they're using. But that is happening today, the Freeride World Tour qualifier, and tomorrow potentially. So look out for that happening on the hill today. And even though the clock sprang forward yesterday, there hasn't been a change to Whistle Blackcomb's operating hours. Last upload from the valley is still 4 p.m. And speaking of the Valley, your Valley weather and road report is brought to you by Bryce Morris at Greg Gardner GM in Squamish. Give him a call if you're in the market for a new vehicle for your next adventure in the Sea to Sky. Yeah, speaking of Valley weather, well, road conditions first. How about the fact that there are multiple reports this morning of really bad black ice between Pemberton and Whistler, particularly between Shadow Lake and Wedge? Really sketchy, even for a vehicle with studs and 4x4 with somebody hitting the barrier this morning already. So, yeah, that's been really problematic this morning. No notification from Drive BC on that, just our local road reports. But yeah, definitely potential for compact snow and slippery sections on the Duffy Lake Road, of course, with the webcam classically having delayed transmission this morning. But in Whistler, the roads are much better, what with warmer temperatures. Yeah, we're talking 1 degree into dawn today, which comes at, oh, let me double check now, 7:32. And sunset tonight is going to be at 12 minutes past seven. How good, hey? So valley temperature today, what with a high of 3.3 yesterday, we're looking for potentially a warmer day of 4 degrees. And currently, we're looking at potentially like 15 for Friday in the valley. I don't know, it's too early for that, but wow, that is going to be toasty. 2 degrees overnight is due to be the high, with rain and wet snow mixed, but no major accumulations of snow expected for the valley with these warm temps. But yeah, what are you going to do for après is your question. Well, there's a bunch cracking off to let you know about, including where the Hare Farmers are playing, because you would have missed them. They didn't play Dusties on, what day was it? Saturday. They are at Merlin's today with Pat and Mike playing après and at 9 p.m. at the Dublin Gate today. And happening at the library, they don't have games night tonight, despite the fact it's a Monday. That does alternate. But they have their Teen Space, their Advanced English Group happening, their Bifocus Vancouver happening too, their English Conversation Circles and happening at the library tomorrow, I believe. Let me get this event up. It is booked, but there are waitlist spots available, is a discussion about a journey to Antarctica at the community room. That's at 6 p.m. And that's tomorrow. But today, let's have a look at what else. Unfortunately, Pearl Space is going to be closed today. But if you do have any emergencies or you need to contact a support worker, you can, of course, still do that. And happening at, on Whistler Olympic Park's Instagram is a dog photo contest. Yeah, where you could win potentially 6 months worth of dog food. Yeah, more details are on their Instagram about that competition. I hope you enjoyed their dog day out at Whistler Olympic Park yesterday. And it's tax season. Hey, I'm starting to get my T4s. Well, Whistler Community Services are potentially offering some free tax clinics, the first one of which is actually this week on the 14th. And you may potentially qualify for free help filling them in if you have a lower income and a simple tax return. So get in touch with Whistler Community Services if you think that might be something you want to, a resource you want to utilize. And yes, happening also on March 14th this week is the Naughty Python's Flying Burlesque Circus from the Geekenders. Oh, that's going to be fun. Still some tickets available for that. And speaking of fun, bumping into Chelsea Handler at the Umbrella Bar the other day was super fun. Man, she's hilarious. She's in Kelowna right now, but doing some shows in Vancouver at the end of the month. Yeah, I know. True fact. Also happening this week to put on your radar. Thanks, Karen Wareham, for letting me know about this. Donna Dada is going to be playing at Après on Friday with doors opening at 7 p.m. This is a new concept happening at Après from Forward Motion, about trying to bring some more underground music from Vancouver up to Whistler. And Donna Dada performs at Shambhala Bass Coast most recently and is a regular in Vancouver's underground electronic music scene. Yeah, so that's happening on Friday. That's the 15th. Mm-hmm. And the GLC have a bunch of events on too. I'll remind you that, yeah, Red Chair have been playing live music on Saturdays at the GLC. They're continuing to do that. And there is a garden party happening today. Uh-huh. Case and the Mondays are playing tonight at the GLC. That's going to be busy. So still tickets available, yes. And I know with Friday leaving my phone at work, I missed a couple birthdays, but I do have some very special people to give a birthday shout out to, including the incredibly talented Mike Tyler of Mike Tyler Studios, responsible for a lot of the artwork from the Whistle Blackcomb TELUS Winter Classic Gala that we just enjoyed on Saturday. An incredibly talented artist and individual. Mike Tyler, you're awesome. Happy birthday. It was Andy Herridge's birthday too yesterday, aka Seahawk. He owns Wicked Surf Camps out in Yuki. Used to DJ on Ucluelet Radio, actually. True fact. Happy birthday, Andy Herridge, for yesterday. I hope you had a wicked day, along with Jace Aspie, another DJ in his own right, who is the creator of Whistler Winter and Summer. Yeah. And a few more birthdays coming up tomorrow. And another one today from a couple of Whistler alumni, Rob Stannard and Megan Deruda. Happy birthday, team. But as always, I've got some wicked throwback facts for you from Stinkies on the Stroll. Yeah, it was on this day in 1917, you know, that the first NHL championship game was ever played. Did you know that? Yeah, yeah. It was between the Toronto Arenas and they beat the Montreal Canadiens 7-3. Yeah, I know. That was this day, 100 plus years ago. But in 1965, Tom Jones was at number one with It's Not Unusual. Yeah, very early, but 1965, you're welcome. let's see, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young had their first album release on this day in 1970, Deja Vu, yeah. And then Neil Young went to number one with his fourth studio album on this day, Harvest, in 1972. Which, yes, does of course feature Heart of Gold. And Kate Bush, her, you know, her debut single, Wuthering Heights, came out on this day in 1978. And Oasis, they recorded their first demos at the Real People Studio in Liverpool, on this day in 1993. And in 1997, Paul McCartney was knighted. I know, tons for you. But I do have a joke for you from, of course, Coastman and Brewing. I love this one. How many narcissists does it take to screw in a light bulb? Well, one, the narcissist holds the light bulb while the rest of the world revolves around them. Yeah. And track of the day for you. I know I still need to bulk out March's Pick and Mix playlist. I'm on it. But this track is a collab between American Meta, who has toured with Pharrell Williams. She's from Minnesota originally. That's M-E-T-T-E. And she's done a collab on this track, Darling Drive, with a UK very young producer called Sam Galatry. And their track, Darling Drive, is track of the day. I hope you have a darling drive. Yesterday afternoon was actually much better than anticipated, I think, on the road. So yeah, have yourself a terrific day up there, but be cautious, ride safe, and I think just plan on being in at lower elevation until those winds really drop again, unfortunately.
The Whistle Pulse podcast is here for you every weekday morning at 7:15-ish and is sponsored by Stinkies on the Stroll. Stroll on down for all your hunger, thirst, sporting and après needs.